Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. Today I'm speaking with David Berend. He is the CEO of Hubaloo Venture Corporation. Stock symbol is HBUV, over the counter. David, welcome.
Hi, Jack. Thank you very much for having us on this program. We appreciate it and look forward to discussing our company with you.
Yeah. So, David, what does Hubaloo do?
Hubaloo Venture Corporation, our symbol is HBUV. We are student housing, specifically in the USC, University of Southern California area, and acquiring as many properties as we possibly can, and then maximizing the value of those properties. That, in a nutshell, is what we do.
Okay. So how many, well, in terms of the student housing properties that you have now, can you, kind of tell us about the current portfolio, like how many units you have, what kind of rental income, what kind of, profits
so
that's generating?
We're a small company. We're a small company with intentions to grow into a really big company. We're going to a very consistent growth pattern in terms of acquiring. We currently have 5 properties, and 3 of which we acquired just in the most recent 6 months. And our initial 2 we purchased in 2017. And student housing is a little different than the average rental market, is that you don't count the number of units, you count the number of rentable rooms. At this point, we probably have close to 50, I would say, rentable rooms. We're really small, but our company is very stable and it's growing. As I said, 3 properties in the last 6 months. In 2019, we're hoping to acquire 10 properties and really start to expand on our in our growth area.
Okay.
And then from there, we haven't even really thought about the following year, but definitely at some point start to look towards going to one of the main boards.
Okay. And so a typical property that's in your portfolio, the student housing property, what is it? Is it like a house? Or
We're focusing on single-family residents because they're the most easy to acquire and they're the most easy to get into a stage where we can maximize the rent. And also because we have limited funding, they're the least expensive. There's also the most amount of inventory available in that market. Also, 2 other things in Los Angeles, you have rent control. But with single family, you have no rent control, so that doesn't affect us. It allows us to keep market rents at all times. And also, you have to study housing inspectors on units, but the single family is not housing inspectors, regular inspections. So we don't have to deal with that either. That allows us to really think about the value of the property.
So Do you buy single family homes and you can convert them into student housing? Is that the idea?
Pretty much in a nutshell, yes. So at USC, it's a lot of it's an older part of Los Angeles in that there's a lot of families that have lived there for many, many years and they've watched their children grow up and now they're moving out of the area. And so we're able to buy these properties that are generally pretty run down. And a family's lived in them. And now we're able to take them and we're able to get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 rentable rooms out of them. And that combined with the USC target market of being some more affluent students because it's a private school. And target higher rents, and we can really, really get some phenomenal cap rates out of these properties.
Okay.
Some great cash flow.
So let's kind of get into some numbers here. So the typical house that you buy in that area, what does that go for?
So I'll give you an example. Recently, we purchased a property cost approximately $500,000. That's low. They generally cost between $600,000 and $800,000 for the target that we're focused on. And obviously, we're buying as big square footage as we possibly can. That's our main focus. And that property had six rooms, rentable rooms, and we ended up renting it for $5,500 on a three-year lease. One rental agreement, the tenant is paying all the utilities. So effectively, we're responsible for the mortgage, the taxes, and the insurance. The actual numbers, the mortgage on that property is about $2,000. The property taxes are about $600, and the insurance is about $150. That's $2,750. And to date, we've spent in maintenance since that tenant moved in, just coming up for a year. We haven't spent probably $1,000.
Uh-huh.
So on average, you could say $200 a month. So $3,000 costs approximately. The property's cash flowing $5,500. So okay, we're returning $30,000 in cash on a $500,000 investment. So if you take out the debt, we're returning $55,000 on a $500,000 investment, which is an 11 cap in an area that's 5 to 6. That property right now would sell for no less than $800,000-$900,000. So the return in less than a year for us has been close to 100%. In the meantime, property's cash flowing crazy. That's a kind of deal that we target, and we get pretty close to that every single time. And in fact, let's just say that we have a couple of interests. Gotta be careful how I disclose here, but a couple of interests where we're looking at some even potentially better numbers than the one I just described.
Okay,
that's a pretty typical deal that we go after. And numbers wise, percentage wise, obviously it's not big money. But percentage-wise, the percentage returns are huge.
Okay.
Now we just want to accumulate as many of them as possible as and until we have a solid base, and then we're going to look to do more institutional-sized housing.
Okay. Now, I think you mentioned it was one tenant. How do you lease these out? Do you have a master lease, or you rent the rooms individually?
Yeah, so what happens at USC is that there are companies that USC is about 60,000 students, and about 20,000 of those are foreign students. They primarily made up of Chinese, Japanese, and Indian. And there are companies that represent people coming from these countries by renting out. They will rent out the whole property, and then they will turn around and individually rent to people from that country. They will have a manager on site. They will have a person who cooks. They handle all the necessities of the student, especially if a student's coming from a country where they don't speak the language, or they don't speak English at least. So they make the transition and the experience for the student that much easier. And of course, they charge, the families a significant amount of money for that. That's becoming very popular at USC. And so we have properties that are rented to a company that represents Chinese students. They're growing really fast, and they're hounding us to provide them with more properties. And also a Japanese company that already has a couple of properties from us doing that. They're also asking us for more properties.
Okay.
So for us, it's really simple. It's one rental agreement. We get our liability insurance policy, and we literally, just take the money in every month and pay our mortgage and taxes and insurance. That's pretty much it for us. They have complete control over the student clientele, you could call them. And so properties are kept in great shape, and we have absolutely no problems with them, and we're really looking to do a lot more business with them.
Okay. So,
and of course, they just pay like clockwork.
What's the what are your plans for expansion? Do you plan to go into other markets in terms of, or you is it going to be like a regional focus? What's your vision for the company over the next few years?
So, everybody asks us, are we expanding into different markets? And the answer is of course we're always open to looking to other markets, but when your home market still offers this incredibly great opportunities, there's no real reason to go into another market. Certainly not until you're tapped out in the market and then that you're in. And because, as I said, USC is an older area, there's so much opportunity still available for us. I know people hear me say that and they go, like, have you lost your mind? The market is so high in prices and there's so many people that are chasing after real estate. I know it sounds strange, but at USC, there's very little institutional investing, amazingly. Most of it is coming from either a player like Rick Caruso, who developed the USC Village, which has only been a huge benefit for us by bringing in more jobs and his properties in a different market to us. And the university that's expanding dramatically as well, which actually just helps us because it also just improves the value of the area and makes our properties that much more valuable. What I'm good at personally is finding good real estate deals, or good deals in general, but good real estate deals, and I've always been able to do that. And so we're finding amazing opportunities at USC. The only thing that's keeping us from growing faster is a limit of funds. So if you have investors that want to invest in us, we have very interesting investing opportunities where people can get some really strong collateral and some good returns, and investors at least. And if we had more funding, we'd be buying more properties. I don't have a shortage of properties to buy. And even in the mom and pop level in which we're playing in currently, we don't have a lot of competition because a lot of mom and pops don't know that business and can't necessarily afford to get into it. But the one thing that's interesting about student housing is that student housing is very much you have to have the property ready to rent when the intake happens in August. And so a lot of the times, the best deals are just after that intake. So when you're buying between September and early part of the year, like right now, you can get some phenomenal deals. You have no competition from mom and pop players because they don't have the staying power to have a property sit vacant for 6 to 9 months and have to keep paying that mortgage. So a lot of mom and pops just don't go into this market because they don't want to deal with that. So you need somebody who has that staying power. We have the staying power. And so for us, we find amazing deals in the last quarter of the year, first quarter of the year. So right now we're looking at some very interesting plays, and we basically have no competition to buy these properties, which is just amazing in USC Los Angeles area. And that's why we're getting these great prices,
Okay.
and we're able to negotiate even better.
How big is the opportunity? In other words, like how assuming you would be able to get financing, how many rooms or how many homes do you envision being able to have in your portfolio in the next, I don't know,
If I had
12 months, 18 months?
if I had $2.5 million line of credit available to me, I would be able to, or Hulu at least, we'd be able to buy about 10 properties, and we'd be able to close those within about 3 months because we have 70 or 75% financing available to us in first position. Interest rates, it's non-owner investments. Rates are a little higher, they're probably in the mid sixes, and we could just start opening more escrows and 30 days just be closing them, and potentially, certainly every single one of them would be ready by the August intake. Some of them would even be rented earlier, because sometimes we find students that want to rent earlier. I mean, we just have a lot of... Renting our properties is not an issue for us. Finding them is not an issue for us. The only thing we need is capital. We're capital, we'll be buying and renting, and our cash flow would just really rocket up, and then we'd be able to just target, like, once we have 4 million in assets and we have 5 investors, then our stock price gets to $2.50 so quickly. But if it did and it stayed there for a while, then we'd definitely be able to start looking to go to a main board and then go after institutional financing and institutional investing, start maybe going into developing. There's huge development opportunities at USC because there's so little competition, and there's still plenty of land available. And then maybe start to look at other areas. There are many, many universities around the Los Angeles area that are under housing, underutilized. But for now, in the size of our company and where we are, USC is just a great opportunity.
Okay. David, can you tell us about, you know, your background and also some of the, you know, key members of your team?
Yeah, my background is a real estate background. I've been in Los Angeles for 28 years, I suppose, originally from South Africa. Been in real estate for about 20 years. And as I said earlier, my focus is on finding good deals. Went into the public markets because it's actually very difficult to raise money in Los Angeles privately. So public markets is where we are. We're very happy. Our company's stable and growing. Tracy Black is our VP of Investor Relations. She also assists me pretty much across the board in terms of asset acquisition, corporate reporting. She's really good at what she does and very focused in helping us grow the company. Shirley DeCastro is our marketing guy. He's a social media guru. And we've actually slowed down our social media marketing just because we don't have enough stock trading in the open market for investors to buy. And so we're trying to address that need, but a lot of our investors don't want to sell their stock. So, we're hoping that will start to resolve itself certainly in the first part of this year.
Okay, but your stock. You're not a REIT though. You're set up as just a regular.
No, we're not a REIT. Right. We're not a REIT, and we have no intention of being a REIT because once we grow a little bit, and our company is really stable, we're actually looking at other opportunities for us expanding to complementary companies, preferably that are real estate related, but companies that just have a lot more cash flow opportunity. Most of the time, they don't have an asset back, to fall back on. They're just companies that sell an item or items or services and make money. So we've looked at quite a few of those, as I said, complementary companies in green space, healthcare. We prefer that there's real estate play, but just haven't found anything particularly that's really, really something I wanted to go after. And I'm not trying to build this company in 5 minutes. Just methodical hockey stick growth is perfectly fine for us. We'll re-evaluate at the end of this year, which will probably be profitable, even if we get as happy, we'll be profitable, and we'll be pretty close to that $4 million net asset value. So we'll review things at the end of the year, but for 2019, we're very clear on what we're doing. And that's going out to at least 10 properties and adding them to the portfolio. And one thing I've learned in life is that if you focus on one thing and you do it really well and you know what you're doing, that it's going to pay off, and it pays off more than 1 + 1 = 2. It becomes 1 + 1 = 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So for now, we're focused on doing what we know how to do well. And end of the year, we'll reevaluate.
Okay. Well, on that note,
of course, if something comes along, really, just to add, if something comes along that's just really phenomenal and the opportunity is too good to pass up, then we will, you know, we'll reconsider that. But for now, we're quite focused on what we're doing.
Okay. Well, again, David, on that note, I want to thank you, and we look forward to hearing more from you in the months ahead.
Yeah, it'd be great. And we have this conversation in a year. At that point, hopefully we'll have close to 20 properties. And we'll be able to give you a whole other adventure that we're moving forward to next.
Sounds good. Thank you, David.